I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm Amy Fuller. We've got a big week ahead. A few quick notes for you. Scud Farkas from A Christmas Story is going to be on. The Bully. You like that? You like that show? And The Fifth Dimension's Floyd Smith will be here in studio. And also, people behind the Trumpy Bear. Yeah. It is a real thing. People have, apparently the commercial aired and people said, is that a real thing? Some of the people on MSNBC watching them complain. But he's real and the people behind him will be in this week. And it came really fast. I think you can still get it in time for Christmas if you are so inclined. Coming up tonight, we have Melanie Johnson, How to Write a Book in 3 Easy Steps. Dr. John Huber, 1 in 3 people has apparently done something at their office Christmas party they'll regret. We'll talk about that. Debt and divorce are among employees' top mental health worries. And a psychological analysis on Santa Claus reveals Father Christmas needs therapy. We'll count the ways coming up. Also, Michael Hart with the Heart of America show. We'll talk about Obamacare and his book, Unknown America, about some of the false facts about history coming up. Meanwhile, Obamacare has been trending. A federal judge is ruling that the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is unconstitutional, is raising the question, what happens now? Millions of Americans rely on the subsidized health care, but now this ruling renders the entire law invalid. If the decision stands, it would wipe out all aspects of Obamacare, including protections for pre-existing conditions, preventative benefit coverage in all plans, the mandate that children can remain on their parents' plan for up to age 26, expansion of Medicaid, and more. President Trump tweeted today the deductible which comes with Obamacare is so high that it's practically not even usable. And then Bill Mitchell, can we please stop calling it the Affordable Care Act? It isn't affordable. And the people who created this disaster definitely don't care. And Chuck Colesto talking about Obama's temper tantrum. Did you hear what the parrot did? The parrot ordered some Christmas presents from Amazon. This parent in the UK ordered fruit and a kite while the owner was away. Apparently, the parrot has fallen in love with Alexa. So, quite a match there. Don't you want a parrot like that? So, ordering all kinds of stuff. Liv Hansen wants a parrot like that to cuss out all the people she doesn't like. Nydia says she needs one to help her organize her shopping list. And why would you leave it on when you're not at home? Burglars could ask Alexa to unlock the doors. Can they do that? Is that how that works? There's just too much trending good cat video to ignore out there. Check out these two clever, hungry cats. Like that, stay tuned later in this week. We've got one called Nacho Chip Dog. Hey, the long-awaited Downton Abbey movie is coming out, and we finally have seen the teaser trailer. It's not the whole trailer, just a teaser to get us ready and royally inclined to get excited about the Downton Abbey movie. Take a look as we head to break.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Did you know December 17th is Wright Brothers Day in the United States of America? Yes, it is codified in the U.S. Code, commemorates the first successful flights in a heavier-than-air, mechanically propelled airplane made by the Wright Brothers. But you might not know the history behind it. That actually is not so true. And we have the author of Unknown America with us on tonight. Michael Hart, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Amy. How are you?
Great. Nice to see you. And you've got this book, Unknown America, which is coming out on Kindle. And I know people can get this on Amazon, so they can just jump on right now and get it in time for Christmas or buy it at your website. And a lot of times you're always using part of the proceeds to give back to the military or other things. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
So the truth of the matter is the Wright brothers weren't the first necessarily at all, were they?
No, actually, they weren't. There was actually several people at this point in time that was trying to put some kind of mechanical craft up in the air. And in the state of Connecticut, they actually commemorate a fellow by the name of Gustav Whitehead. And Gustav was a German immigrant. He was actually born in Germany, immigrated to the United States. And he was testing air flight a good 2 years, or about a year and a half, before the Wright brothers ever came on the scene. And if you go online, you can find all kinds of articles and all kinds of newspaper reprints where about August of 1901, they actually have an article that was picked up nationwide that he had the very first successful flight. Now, the Wright brothers weren't successful till December. As you pointed out, today is Wright Brothers Day, December 17th of 1903. Whitehead at that point in time, you got to bear in mind kind of the American sentiment. Here you have a German national versus, you know, the local Wright brothers guys. And so the local media was all about supporting Gustav, but the national press wasn't having anything to do with it, and the history books certainly did not.
Gee whiz, so that's how the Wright brothers got that claim to fame. Not to take anything away from them, but gee whiz, it's the media again, fake news.
Absolutely. And we talk about that all the time. And the media picks up the narrative and they advance whatever narrative that they want. Now, again, in defense of them, there's always the possibility that because the way news travels so slowly, it wasn't easy to vet things out. A lot of the stories about Whitehead were picked up off of the original articles that appeared, again, in Connecticut. But I sent you one today that was actually in San Francisco called the San Francisco Call. And so there's been a lot of stuff out there in the history books that is just patently incorrect.
Yeah, we have that art. It's the first one, you guys, from the article that Michael sent me. Airship soars like an eagle. Texas inventors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then if you follow Michael on Twitter and Facebook, I know you just put up something on your Facebook, and we've got a shot of that, too, Wright Brothers Day. And you talk a little bit about the background, and I love to follow you because of all these things that you keep us up to date with. So the book is definitely handy, and to follow you, and we can always see what you're doing on your radio show, too, which is daily. One other thing you were covering about history was from the chapter Unknown Religion, and it has to do with the Peanuts and Linus's Christmas speech, and wanted to ask you a little bit about that.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a month, you and I had talked about the introduction of Franklin, the first African-American actual character from the Peanut strip. And a lot of people don't realize that Charles Schulz, back in the day, was considered to be a very powerful activist, not in a political sense, but just the fact that he had such an enormous following that, you know, he is the one that people went to, the African-American community went to ask for the introduction of Franklin to desegregate comics as we knew them. But in Charlie Brown's Christmas, there's that scene where Charlie Brown, the kids are doing a play, and Charlie Brown doesn't anybody know what Christmas is all about? And Linus comes forward and says, yes, Charlie Brown, I know what Christmas is all about. And he launches into the story, which is in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, where there's a line in there around the 12th verse or so, where it says, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. And when Linus says, fear not, he drops his security blanket. Aww. And it is thought, it's thought that what he was saying was, when you fear not and you put your faith and trust in the Lord, that you can drop whatever crutch, security blanket or not, that you have in your life. And we all have them. They all look different, like different things. But Charles Schulz was saying, when you turn it over to the Lord, that you can drop your security blanket. And then a little bit later on in the same program, we see the spindly tree, where Linus, again, relinquishes or surrenders the blanket for a few moments to put it around the base of the tree. And all of a sudden, the spindly little tree springs to life. You know, in the 20, 25 years that strip was actually running when he was alive, you never saw Linus without his blanket, except those two times in the Christmas episode.
Oh, my gosh, Michael, I just got cold chills just from you telling us about that story. That's so precious. So it's the Christmas, the Charlie Brown Christmas, Linus's Christmas speech. And when he's saying those verses from Luke, he drops his security blanket. That's so precious and really does indicate a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure does. Love it.
Hey, we're gonna hold you. I want to play that. We're gonna have a Terrence K. Williams. Can we play that now before we head to break, guys? We have a little trouble seeing you, Michael. We can hear you fine, but we're just gonna show a little bit. Obama is still taking credit for some of Trump's achievements, so we're gonna come back with you. But take a look. Watch Terrence with us as he berates Obama a little bit.
We're in the biggest game.
We're gonna scratch it, guys.
Suddenly, America's okay. Like the biggest oil producer and the biggest gas. That was me, people. I just wanted you to. So.
Boy, bye. You need to go to bed, Obama. Why are you always lying? You lie so much. Why you always taking credit for Trump's work, huh? You the one said he doing a bad job. You the one said he couldn't get nothing done. But you sitting up here trying to take credit for everything he doing. You know you need to stop. Boy, talking about you the reason for the oil boom. Boy, bye. When you was the president, people could barely put oil in their dang weed eater. I'm so sick of you with your lazy butt. You didn't do nothing. You sat on your butt the whole time. You didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. You didn't get nothing done that was important. Nothing that was important. Then you got the nerves to get on TV. Every time you get in front of a microphone, you want to take credit for what Trump is doing. Obama, you know you need to stop that lying. Now, you the first black president, and you sitting up here lying. Do you not know you embarrassing the black community, huh? You are embarrassing me, huh? You need to stop that lying. You supposed to be the first black president, and you're going to sit up here and lie to people? Stop that lying, Obama. You supposed to represent. You are an embarrassment to the black community. People talking about, I'm kicked out the black community. They need to kick your lying butt out the black community. All that lying you doing. Now you gonna give Trump his credit.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Welcome back to America Trends. Thank you for being with us. I'm your host, Amy Fuller, and we're rejoined by Michael Hart of The Michael Hart Show. He is also a small business owner and author of a book, Unknown America, Myths and Little Known Oddities About the Greatest Nation on Earth. Some of the most fascinating, obscure, and even overlooked facts and common myths about the U.S. of A. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you, Amy.
Is that coming out on Kindle any moment now, or is it already out?
4 days ago.
4 days ago. Great. Mm-hmm. So you can just dial that up for Christmas or order the hard copy of the book, which is nice to have around. And we were just talking in the last segment about Obama taking a lot of credit for some of the things that people say, well, President Trump did that. You know, even Obama back when he was president said, you didn't build that. So, but now he's saying he built some stuff. And Terrence K. Williams just had something to say about wouldn't have had enough oil for your weed eater back when Obama was president. So why can't he just, it just sounds so self-indulgent to me when he says me, me, me.
Personally,
I guess people would say that about Trump a lot, too. So.
Well, yeah, but they're both narcissists. That's the funny thing. They're both raging narcissists. And, you know, at least now we've got our narcissist in office and not theirs.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's legacy salvaging. And, you know, what's funny is that the Fed released a report on Friday that sometime by the mid to latter part of the coming year, we may very well be faced with a real recession and a deep one. And it's going to be interesting to see if whether that Obama jumps back out of the trail and takes responsibility for the recession, since he's personally responsible for everything else. But no, he has done everything. And now, of course, you know, we've got the Texas judge this past Friday that has called Obamacare unconstitutional. That might end up in front of the Supreme Court. Will he take credit for that? The Democrats love taking credit for things, and bless their hearts. But I'll tell you, in defense of them, there are a lot of things that Donald Trump has done that were Democrat ideas that they could never figure out how to put into action, put into play. So Donald Trump simply out-Democrated the Democrat Party. And so now they're coming back and they're looking for some kind of political retribution. Personally, I think it's amazingly entertaining.
You know, and you know, talking about it, watching your show talking about it is amazingly entertaining. You have to catch Michael's show. But it wasn't, we don't have to look too far back in history where we heard things like blame Bush. That's what the Obama administration was saying for so long. Mm-hmm. And now they're taking credit for the next one. It just defies reason. But back to the Affordable Care Act, which is not that affordable for everybody. So the judge ruled that the whole thing's unconstitutional. So now the whole law is invalid. And, you know, it might go to the Supreme Court or whatever. But what's it all mean now? Should people be freaking out? People are like, well, what do I do now?
Well, you know, there's a lot to go with this story. And one of it is, if you eliminate Obamacare, then, you know, what are you going to replace it with? And just so you know, I changed positions here with a company that I had previously been with, and I was forced back into the open marketplace. And I looked at the Obamacare options because you got to have it. I mean, at my age particular, I mean, I got body parts falling off of me. So not having health insurance is not an option.
29 is not that old, Michael. 29 is not that old.
Yeah, I wish. But, you know, the thing is as I looked at the Obamacare, I went, oh my gosh, I'm paying like $600 a month more for the same coverage, and my deductible goes from $500 a year to $7,900. It's a non-sustainable program. But what really is funny about this is that if the courts continue and the Supreme Court is forced to take it up, Brett Kavanaugh actually has in the past defended the mandate to buy insurance as a defensible tax. So it's possible that if it ends up in the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh could be its savior. Now, after the whole John Roberts debacle last time around, Kavanaugh will probably fall in line, but this has a long way to go. We're far from panic. We got to panic about Social Security and the government shutdown first. You got to get your panics in order. And if you don't get them in order, then the oppression and the terror of politics doesn't work out for you. So this is going to be something we'll be looking at sometime after the first of the year.
Gee whiz. It will be interesting to see what Kavanaugh does next. He just gave a break to Planned Parenthood a couple weeks ago, and some of the conservatives are scratching their heads. So, like our leader, the commander-in-chief says, we'll see what happens. Hey, did you see this, by the way, commander-in-chief? It's a Trumpy bear. You need one of these, Michael.
I need something else that's Trump-esque. You are correct.
Do you throw things on your show, right, when you get upset about Bill and Hillary and Uranium One, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get upset about everything.
You know, I think they suspended their tour. Did they start back? But they were putting their tour up on Groupon.
They were, and I think it was Atlanta last week, which is not too far from where I'm broadcasting. Tickets that were online for $117 had gone all the way down to about $17. And I have to tell you, I was tempted, but I felt better of it, so I got the Shuzitsu massager instead.
So, say that again. Instead of getting your Groupon for Bill and Hillary, you got the
I said it right the first time. I am not going to try a second time.
No, well, that part's funny too, Micah. Oh my gosh, you just all kind. So, what are your? Here comes Trumpy Bear falling over. Are your listeners? Because I know they call in your viewers. Do they? What have they said about Obamacare? Do they not know what to think?
Well, you know, a lot of the people that listen to me are actually self-employed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they are, you know, they've got their own insurance policies that are compliant. Here in the state of Alabama, you know, we've got a big provider. Our Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is very workable with the residents here. The problem that we're seeing here is that a lot of employers are now opting to not provide coverage whatsoever. And I don't know if this is going to change them or not. And by the way, force them into the open marketplace. I don't know if this is going to change their mind, but they're obviously very, very, very opposed to it. Talk radio in and of itself tends to lend itself to a somewhat older type of audience. My audience is 38, 40, you know, 50, 70 years of age. When insurance becomes, you know, not even remotely an option. I've had a couple surgeries in the last year alone, nothing serious, knock on wood. But, you know, my age, that is just not an option. And so my listeners are very, very, very concerned about it. But we had pretty much all here in the state of Alabama, because we don't have a state marketplace. We let the federal government run it. We've already been pretty much defiant about it anyway. But I'm much more concerned about how it's going to affect those that might be unemployed if, in fact, this new recession hits.
So much to look. I mean, we don't even know where or when or anything what will happen next with it. So just stay tuned, everybody. Talking to Michael Hart of the MichaelHartShow.com. You can look him up and find his show. What time do you air?
I am on 8 o'clock in the morning Central Time. So for those of you on the West Coast, that would be 6 a.m. And you can go to Hart, H-A-R-T, like you see right there on the screen, heartofamerica.net. And all the programs that we do, we actually have four or five different types of podcasts. Everything that we do is actually archived as well. We're on iTunes, the Apple Store, Spotify. If it's a podcasting platform, we're pretty much on it. But heartofamerica.net is your ultimate destination.
Great. And then 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So we've got about 1 minute. What can we talk about to make you want to throw something? Is it maybe the Mueller probe?
Well, you know, you don't really have to look very far to get me to throw anything because I'm pretty fed up with all of it. And I was on a program just earlier today with the whole Mueller probe, and the host asked me if I felt like this was going to go into the new year. And I absolutely do. We're not going to be done with this anytime soon. We know that the House of Representatives, you know, they've already telegraphed the fact that there's going to be impeachment proceedings coming down the pike. They know they've got the votes to impeach him. They don't have the votes to convict and oust him. So that's coming. Additional investigations are coming. The only way they can fight back is to have Mueller there continuing the investigation. And I think that's what we're going to end up seeing this particular year. So it seems like common sense is entirely out the door. Some years ago when I was a kid, I actually wrote a book called 15. Mastering the Uncommon Common Sense. And so that's what I'm going to throw.
There it is, out the window. Michael Hart of the Michael Hart Show cannot thank you enough for being with us. Dr. Huber's up next.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful December, and that if you are dreaming of a white Christmas, that you have one. We are joined tonight by Dr. John Huber of Mainstream Mental Health to talk about a few Christmas issues, actually. A survey showing that one in three people has done something they regret at a company holiday party. Break up into groups and talk amongst yourselves. Another one, a psychological analysis on Santa reveals he needs therapy. I mean, you know what they say, Dr. Huber, tell me the man, I'll find the crime. That could apply to a lot of people. But first of all, welcome back to America Trends.
Thank you, Amy. It's always a pleasure.
Look at your festive Christmas tree. Good for you. Okay, so debt and divorce are among people's top mental health concerns. This is a study. One in four, 42 organizations, said they were most concerned about the effect debt would have on their employees' mental health, with a poll of 92 employers looked at there. So can you tell us a little bit more about this study, and why are we so worried about that, besides the obvious?
Besides the obvious. Well, when we look at stressors, we see that death and divorce are pretty high up there. In fact, probably the only thing that's even higher is getting married. Marriage itself. Now, you have to think about getting married, and 50% of marriages end in divorce, and the other 50% end in death. Do you think they're connected?
Funny.
Probably so. I'm not sure exactly, but the reality of it is divorce is very taxing. Most of us are not used to being in a courtroom unless you're an attorney, and then when you're an attorney in the courtroom, you're used to being not the person on the stand, but the person kind of directing the show and taking your cues from the judge. So that whole process of being in a courtroom is extremely frightening for most of us. And then, of course, death. We all understand how terminal that is. And when we die, there's nothing left. And we wonder. We have the unknown. You know, do I go to purgatory? Is it just we're vanished tomorrow, or is there heaven or hell waiting for me afterwards? So there's a lot of unknown and uncertainty in both of those situations. In the courtroom.
Yeah, time to get right with Jesus.
Oh, definitely.
Do it now. Tis the season.
And maybe before you end up in the courtroom. Yeah.
Right. And that's the other thing about divorce, too. No one knows anything about it until you go through it, and then you're an expert at it. It's kind of like, I don't know how many times a person buys a house in their life, but it's kind of like that. It's one of those things that, well, I'm not going to worry about that, but then it happens, and then you've really got to know the intricacies.
Exactly, and nobody does understand once your body is through and what that means as far as the finality of it. You know, is there life after death? Mm-hmm. Is there truly a heaven? Is this it? You know, and we don't know that. We have faith, and we have our religion that tells us, you know, if we believe in that there is life after this time here on the earth. And, you know, we can, like you said, have faith, pray to God, and make peace with your gods.
Mm. One in three has done something at their Christmas party, their office Christmas party they regret. Wonder what that could be, Doc. Tell us about this one.
I think that number's low. I think it's all admitting it.
They won't admit it. That guy is definitely not going to admit it tomorrow.
Well, he probably won't make it to work tomorrow, the way it looks. you know, it is always a scary thing, and we need to remember that, you know, office gossip is not necessarily accurate, and it can cause some problems. And the study also showed that everybody who went to the parties came back on average with at least 7 pieces of information on some of their workmates that they didn't know beforehand. So, you know, is that true? Is it really what happened? We don't know. And should we even be participating in it? Definitely not. I don't want people talking bad about me, and you don't want them talking bad about you, whether it's true or not. So I suggest a few things. If you must drink, don't have more than 1 or 2 glasses of wine and or whatever your beverage is. But my preference would be not to drink at all. I know sometimes that is not the office climate when you go to these parties, but that's when people, you know, start lowering their inhibitions and talking about stuff that they probably don't need to be talking about with their workmates.
There it is.
Yeah, he's only got four bottles. Let's
see. Got a fifth one hidden there, Doc. But
oh, yeah, I see it on the bottom there.
One for each of them. The survey found 35% of people have watched a quiet and reserved coworker shock everyone by just bursting out and being the life of the party. I mean, don't you have to have something to talk? Aren't these what office parties are for? Well, look at that.
You know, that's not what my office party's for. I mean, you know. And, you know, that is true.
I don't even know where you guys in the back got that picture. This is going to be my first Christmas here. I'm worried.
Well, that was last year's as far as Curtis
told me. Oh, my gosh.
That was...
anyway. So then, 40% said they've watched drama unfold by coworkers besides, you know, just the quiet ones. You don't want to see the quiet ones wake up, though. It's a way for everyone to connect.
It is, and a lot of people maintain a work personality. I mean, we all have different roles we take, and, you know, think about within your own family. I mean, when you're home, if you have children, you're mom and maybe a wife. And then when you go to work, now you're the boss, and it's, you know, you play those different roles, and your family may not recognize you at work. So realize that when it's a social gathering, maybe in their other life that you don't see them, they are the life of the party, so to speak.
That's a good point. The whole boss aspect of it, isn't it? The boss has to be on. Boy, I remember this long ago. Not that anyone cares. Long time ago, but I remember a boss at a party I didn't go to. Heard about it. Got in trouble with the higher ups.
Friend, but right.
It's just warning. Just a warning, everybody. Now, let's talk about Santa Claus. He's colorful. He's jolly. But some say he's mental and needs to be on a couch.
He may need a therapist, and in fact, he might need some attorneys, too, if we look him. You know, he calls them elves. I call them violating child labor laws. So we
Wow.
just have to
you know what? You're right. You gotta look at, with baby, it's cold outside on the chopping block. You have to look at everything very carefully, don't you?
Everything. And if anybody else says, little boy, little girl, get on my lap, I'll give you a present, we'd arrest them.
You know what, so. Doc? We laugh. There he is. We laugh, but I am telling you, one of these years, Santa's going to get it. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think it's primed, and, you know, who knows? Maybe us talking about it this year, it'll happen next year, and we can claim responsibility for it.
If they're upset about Rudolph, and it was a few years ago, I was listening to Baby It's Cold Outside, and I said, one of these days, someone's going to get mad. Right. It's going to come up, and here it is this year. Santa's next. Wow.
Santa, Rudolph, and, you know, I'm worried about the snowman because, you know, who else runs around without any pants on smoking in front of kids?
Yeah, I saw that meme, too, going around. Yeah. It's true. We joke, but it's going to... Oh, Doc, boy, oh, boy. So we've got about 30 seconds. Want to hear what's going on, and you're one of the podcasters in the Mental Health News Radio Network. We always talk to Kristen Sunana Walker. What have you been talking about lately with your guests?
Well, actually, Kristen and I did a discussion last Friday, and it's up this week about Santa Claus and, you know, those little elves and the child labor laws. And, you know, it's kind of a farcical kind of thing, but we had a really long discussion about it and poked fun at Santa, and it's worth a listen. So mental health perspectives right there.
Well, and they're saying that they want a gender-neutral Santa, too. That's going around and trending on Twitter, and people saying he should be gender-neutral and people arguing against it, and that's a whole other thing. But we're out of time, Doc. Lucky for us, right?
All right. That's right. Watch out for those gender-neutral whiskers on those feminine types.
Oh, man. We'll see you next time.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you concerned about your brand? Well, you should be. This is a hot topic you might hear trending up and down the Twitterverse. Building your business and brand and your credibility and your authority in whatever your chosen path is, your field. Tonight we are with an expert on all this, Melanie Johnson. She is the CEO and co-owner of Elite Online Publishing. She's going to tell us a little bit about all this, plus how to write a book in 3 easy steps, which Melanie, I'm sure having the title author under your belt does a lot for your credibility. Welcome to America Trends.
Thanks, Amy. Such a pleasure to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. So how'd you get started with this company and wanting to dedicate yourself to helping other people? Because you've done a lot we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes things happen to you for a reason. If you would have told me I was going to be in publishing 10 years ago, I would have been, what, are you crazy? So, I mean, I was in the television business, started in the television business, was on air, and then actually owned a couple TV stations. And I learned how to do publishing as things were changing with the internet. And just organically, we started a business. We were going to do a book writing retreat, my business partner, Jen Foster, and I, at a villa that I had down in the Dominican Republic. And it morphed into a business. So it kind of found us.
It sounds like when I hear living your best life, I'm going to think of you from now on, Melanie. Because you were in luxury design and you designed a mansion for yourself. It was in Houston, right?
Yeah, in Houston. So I had just a small little 25,000 square foot home in Houston. And then I had another 13,000 square foot home in Michigan that, you know, what television business was very lucrative. In the day, it was like printing money. Think about it, there was no internet.
Yeah.
Hate to dating myself, but television got all the ad dollars, more or less. The only competition was radio and print. So it was a very lucrative business. And then everything went upside down, ended up having a divorce. And then he filed for bankruptcy and the economy crashed. And so I actually turned these luxury homes into rental properties. VRBO, which is Vacation Rental by Owner, had just started online. And I put the houses online and started renting them. No one was renting big, huge homes. Huh. And it turns out that I started making mid six figures just renting the houses. Rented it to people like Chris Brown, the rapper, Antonio Brown, the football player. So Wiz Khalifa, the other rapper, he rented my house for a while too. So yeah, it was a really great business. And then the time was up, and the houses eventually did get foreclosed on. And so then I was out of a house and out of a business. And I was doing some real estate development at the time and still monkeying around with everything on the internet. And then publishing came about. And I'll tell you, I love it so much. I'm so passionate about it. One of the main reasons is you get to tell people's story and leave a legacy. I'm huge about leaving a legacy, especially as the baby boomers are starting to reach that age and, you know, that 80s and looking back at their life, to leave that knowledge behind for everybody. Super, super passionate about that. I think it's so important. Did a TEDx talk about that. And I just think it's so important to be able to tell your story and let others learn from what you've gone through.
And you say that we can write a book in 3 steps. Now, do you give advice on how to do it ahead of time, then let people go, or do you help them along the way, your company?
Oh, you know, both things, really. Yeah. So you can either do it on your own, or we do a special thing. We found that people sometimes just are so blocked, and it's daunting to write that book. So what we do is we came up with a VIP day. So Amy, like, you would come and either stay with me or I'd go and visit you, and we would spend about a day and a half, and we would just brainstorm about your book, get all the chapters lined up. So you'd have all the chapters, everything that goes in all the chapters. And then most people are better talkers than they are writers. So then we talk the book out. We go through every chapter, talk about every story that's included, every point that you want, and bring a ghostwriter in. And then the ghostwriter makes it into the book. And then you can kind of edit it from there. Doesn't that sound a lot easier?
It does. It all makes a lot of sense, too, because it's also when you talk, you're more, it's easier. People write and they think they have to be a certain way, and sometimes it's too stilted. And really, talk it out, it can lend itself to easier reading for your reader. Talking to Melanie Johnson, CEO and co-owner of Elite Online Publishing, and that's EliteOnlinePublishing.com, and the most important thing to know when publishing your book, you say you have the answer for that. What is that one thing, Melanie?
The cover. The cover is so, so important.
Really?
Because, you know, that's the first thing you say. Don't judge a book by its cover. But, oh, my gosh, you know, when you're shopping.
We so do.
Titles, right? Yeah. I mean, if you've got a crummy cover that they can barely read the title. So key points that you should think about if you're going to make a book. So it used to be that you would hold the book in your hand and you'd be looking at them at bookstores. Now you're looking at them like, what, like a size of a quarter?
Yeah, you know, online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want, number one thing, make sure there is contrast. I've seen so many people who've tried to self-publish and they don't have enough contrast. It's dark on dark. You can't tell the images. You can't tell what it is. So really have that contrast. One of the kind of trending things now is having a real bright color. Even for the traditional publishers, they're going with that bright yellow, that bright red, the blues, the whites. As you see on these covers here, there's a contrast.
They look really great, Melanie.
Yeah, thank you so much. And they just pop out at you. And then the second thing you need to remember is besides the cover, please have it professionally done, number one.
We
have
right, because people think they're good at graphic design and they might not be.
Oh, yeah. And Amazon offers, like, free covers that you can get. But I have to tell you, they're not very good. Oh. You know, they're kind of, they're just not that great. Get a graphic artist. Please get somebody who knows what they're doing to make your cover. And then the other thing to remember is your title and subtitle are so important. So you got to make sure the title is actually relevant to what you're talking about. Don't try and be too cutesy or fancy, because then the people aren't going to know what you're talking about. And it should be things that people are searching for. So if you're doing a book on dieting, you don't want to say, you know, have a reference to golf. I had a guy who, he didn't end up going with us, but he had published his book. He wanted to redo it, and he sent me a copy. The cover was an beautiful artistic drawing of a golf course with a guy with a putter. The title had something to do with golf, but the book was all about relationships.
Oh, my.
Right? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So keywords are really important. And what a keyword is what are people searching for? So when they're going on Amazon, what are they searching for that would be relevant to your book? So your book would pop up. So we have tricks, like we put a lot of keywords in the subtitle and in the description. So when they're looking for your topic, then your book is going to pop up. So your cover, your title, and those keywords in your subtitle are super important.
Gosh, Melanie, I learned so much just from you today. It'd be amazing to spend that day with you. She's Melanie Johnson. Check out her website, and she can help you brand and use your book to really multiply your business. Will you come back and see us soon and keep us posted on everything you're doing?
Absolutely. And if you want to write a book and be a bestseller, we'd love to help you. Just contact us, like she said, at EliteOnlinePublishing.com.
Melanie, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Trending pet video from our friends at the Pet Collective. Hey, thank you for being with us tonight. I want to ask you to join us 24/7 at our website, U2America.com. You can see our shows there. Macabre Theater, Paula Deen, Pawn Stars, The Big Biz Show with Russ and Bob Sully Sullivan. Catch that. And then click through and see us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And let's all connect and be friends. Finally tonight, a look inside Brexit, at least how it's going to be portrayed on HBO, a new series coming up. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch as the man who spearheaded that 2016 vote leave campaign. Dominic Cummins was his name. This series has sparked some controversy online, as you can see. It does premiere January 19th, and we're going to show you a little bit. There it is, as we say goodnight.
Everyone knows who won. But not everyone knows how.
We're about to ask the biggest question in a generation. In or out? And we need a leader.
We need to understand who our voters are.
Appeal to their hearts. People are feeling angrier, ignored.
Is it immigration? You can be honest. Is it race? Which countries don't you like?
New people come in.
We get squeezed out. We want to return to a time when we knew our place, when things made sense. Fictional or not.
How to change the course of history.
We have to hack the political system.
Hack it.
I'm talking about altering the matrix of politics.
Social media platforms are designed to find like-minded people. Our software will locate and target people that no campaign has ever targeted before. People who don't and have never voted. 3 million extra votes that the other side have no idea exist.
This is an insurgence against the establishment.
We're going to build something
that will restack the odds in our favor.
What are your expectations, realistically?
To create the biggest political upset since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Real large.
Yes.
Let's take back control! Let's take back control! Now the fight for Britain begins.
You are feeding a toxic culture of fear and hate.
You can't close the box once it's been opened. It's your edge, where you found.
There is a new politics in town. One that you cannot control.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.